Temple shares. At age 27, when I worked at both the Arizona Magazine and a construction company, I knew enough manners and basic social functioning skills to be able to fit into the work environment. Barely. The boss who hired me was an odd guy himself, but he knew I was smart and he recognized talent. He hired me strictly based on my drawing ability. If I hadn't had those drawing skills, there's no way I would have been hired based on my other abilities. Once at the magazine, I started off writing articles for free, and then they started paying me a little bit for pieces I wrote. I'd been there maybe 2 years when the magazine was sold, and the new boss thought I was really weird. The only way I saved my job was putting together a portfolio of what I'd written over the past 2 years and showing him. Otherwise, I would have lost that job because I was weird. This was before I discovered antidepressants at age 33 that alleviated a lot of my visible autistic symptoms. I walked kind of hunched over. I would talk really loudly and in a monotone. People would tell me I sounded like I was always out of breath. I went about constantly rubbing my hands because of the pervasive state of anxiety I lived within all the time. I dressed like a slob and didn't have good hygiene. That's certainly not the picture of a person the typical world would say fits into society. Learning to be part of the social world around me is an ongoing process. I keep learning and doing better all the time. It's going to be that way for most kids on the spectrum. There's not a magic turning point after which things will become natural and effortless. It's a process. Some adults seem to be searching for a single something, a key that will open the door to the child's understanding of the world around him. That's not how it happens. Fitting into society in ways that foster positive social interactions is a series of doors, each with its own key. Flexible thinking opens lots of doors, as does being able to understand another person's perspective. They're master keys, but there's never going to be a single key for all the doors. Then there's self-esteem and motivation. They're personal characteristics that keep the doors propped open so the learning and awareness can flow from one room into another. Otherwise, some of those doors you open just swing closed again. Teaching and learning goes on and on throughout life. It's the same for people with ASD as it is for neurotypicals. Sean speaks. When I was 12, I was convinced I would grow up to be a criminal and spend most of my adult life in prison. One of my fixations was on Charles Manson and his murderous family because I felt that his fate would soon be mine, and I needed to compare myself to someone I perceived as worse off than I. Thankfully, that prediction didn't come true. My parents couldn't imagine what I would become, that one day I would be able to live independently, handle money, hold down a job, own and be responsible for a vehicle, live in and maintain my grandparents' family home, and have successful relationships. In the early 1990s, my mother and I had our first book published, There's a Boy in Here, something that opened the door to many opportunities that would otherwise have been unavailable to me. Those included giving presentations to and meeting many terrific people, and using my experiences to help them in dealing with their children's autism and challenges. Another was seeing much of the world in my travels. Now, I get my greatest pleasure in doing things that require me to look outward. I have been a big brother with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, a prison mentor, and a volunteer at a local animal shelter. I currently work full-time at our local paper as a copy editor and reporter. I often have to interview people, which requires initiative on my part. To do both jobs well, I have to look at events from different angles and weigh them, and do the same with others' work, all skills that represent the opposite of what I was like with autism. Fortunately, fear is no longer a negative force in my life. What drives me now are interests, goals, and curiosity. I love to travel, meet people, and be in a challenging job in which no 2 days are identical. I've reconnected to my past in many ways. Thankfully, what's now missing from that connection is the pain.